This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. I hope that you have had a really lovely festive period and perhaps like me, you joined in with the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust 12 Days Wild and have made a point of noticing the nature around you and perhaps even doing something to help it. I've tried doing things like some litter picking. I spent some time at Hartwood just listening to the birds. I'd hoped I would see an owl, but I didn't. And I also have made a real effort to love our leftovers and make sure that no food goes to waste, because I know that that's really environmentally damaging. Anyway, it was nice to take part, and it is a little nudge just to make you think about nature every day. Now, you might recall that towards the end of last year, we heard from the marvellous Greenhouse Climate Club when they told us about their vegan hot chocolate testing. Well, they're back today to tell us about something else that they've been testing, the air. And they've been discovering concerning information about the air around local schools. Just to remind you, the Greenhouse is the eco hub at 46 London Road in St Albans, and the Climate Club are a bunch of super keen, super cool 7 to 12 year olds who meet at the Greenhouse every month. I spoke to Climate Club leader Nilima Willis and Climate Club member Leonardo, who joined me in the studio with Mum Virginia. I started by asking Nilima why the Climate Club had decided to focus on cleaner air.
Yep, so the Cleaner Air campaign is the campaign that we've decided to work on for the entire school academic year. And the reason why we chose to do that with our Climate Club, of which Leonardo is a member, is because we have got some connections with Hertfordshire County Council and their Cleaner Air team. They've very kindly lent us two plume flow monitors. So what that means is the children can borrow these monitors and engage in doing some air quality monitoring themselves and understand what happens, see what gauges on the teacher's phone about what happens when cars go past. So it just felt like the right time having access to those resources. It's also a campaign that we wanted to run with the Climate Club throughout the year, because it's a campaign which is an active campaign. So as you know, the Climate Club is the junior club that runs once a month on a Saturday morning for age 7 to 12 year olds. And part of the mission of the Greenhouse is to promote sustainability. So the Climate Club actually helps us do that. And with these campaigns, they can then take the campaigns out to their schools, introduce it to their eco councils and the wider school community, and help to spread that awareness.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds really good. So you had access to these fantastic monitors, but were you actually concerned about air quality? Was there something that made you think, oh, you know, it would be good to do something about pollution in the air?
Yes, I mean, to be fair, I think there are so many different environment matters, right? Which one do you pick? And air pollution, it's something that you kind of know about and you hear about, but you don't actually do that much about, because I think sometimes we live in our bubble and we live in St Albans and it's a nice city and it's, we don't feel like it's heavily polluted, like we don't have factory smoke and a lot of the different stereotypical type of air pollution that we might find. But it's very interesting for the children to be able to monitor and see how the monitors spike when cars go by. It's really important to know that air pollution is actually the biggest environmental risk to public health in the UK. So doing this campaign means not only are we helping, you know, look at climate change and how we manage that, but also public health. Children will absorb up to 15% more air pollution than adults, and that's because they're closer to the ground. You know, their little faces are closer to those exhaust pipes. So you really have to think about around schools, especially the population around schools is more likely to be smaller people, younger people, children, pregnant women, maybe vulnerable people, elderly people dropping their grandchildren. So it becomes a lot more in one's psyche. You start becoming aware of these things more. And then as you start digging into the statistics, you realise this is a real public health issue. And if we can spend the year doing a campaign where we can help understand how we clean up the air around schools, we can then put in programmes such as an anti-idling campaign, which Leonardo's actually been helping with in his school and as part of the Climate Club.
OK. Leonardo, would you like to tell us what you've been doing for your anti-idling campaign?
We've been handing out leaflets, and we've done a quiz with the Climate Club in a shop where we asked people some questions that were true or false, and even if they didn't get them right, they're all true, but even if they didn't get them correct, they'd still get an anti-idling keychain to remind them.
Okay, that sounds really good. And can you tell us what you had written on your banners? What was your message that you were taking to people?
We had different placards that we had, and they had a message, and lots of them, one of them had "Be idle free, turn your key."
Brilliant. That is very catchy, isn't it? And what kind of questions were you asking them in your little quiz?
I remember one question. Is it true or false? The NHS spends something like £3 billion a year on air pollution. The answer was true.
Wow. Crikey. That is a lot of money, isn't it? It really is. And do you think that the people who were taking the quiz, do you think they learned something about air pollution?
Yeah, lots of them got it right, but other people actually were surprised that they were all true.
Yeah. And did you ask people to do something different now they knew how bad air pollution is?
We didn't. We had these extra facts, but no one had time because we were in a shop.
It's always a problem, isn't it? It really is. So, Nilima, you spoke a bit about the air pollution meters that you borrowed. Can you tell us what you did with those?
And absolutely.
And how it helped to kind of visualise. As you say, the problem with air pollution is you can't see it, isn't it?
Exactly, you can't see it. And this is why having these plume flow monitors was so exciting for the children. They're like little gadgets that you can hold in your hand or put on a lanyard around your neck, and it measures different types of pollutants. So all the different particles in the air. If more cars are coming, you would see on the device the colour circle changing colour. So it would go from green, which is kind of low pollution, to yellow, to red, to heavy pollution, purple. So visually, that's really exciting for the children because they can actually visibly see the monitor picking up the vast amount of air pollution that's happening at that time. So while intuitively you know there's more pollution because the big vehicles are there, to be able to see it, you know, visually with colour is actually a really fun way of being able to record your data.
Yeah, and which roads did you go out onto?
Well, as Leonardo mentioned, they were on London Road outside the Co-op near the greenhouse and Jefferson Eco. And then Cunningham Hill School have done some monitoring as well. And Leonardo, you were part of that one, weren't you, for Cunningham Hill? Yeah. And Praywood and Abbey are doing some work as well. And then we want to be able to open this up to more schools. So we will be approaching other eco leaders across different schools because we want to run this all year. What the idea is if you can monitor and then do your anti-idling campaign, see whether that awareness has been taken on and then monitor again. Now, of course, monitoring has lots of different elements to it as well. The weather will affect your results. You know, wind blowing in the wrong direction could bring more pollution your way. Or if the wind's blowing in the right direction, take it away from you. It also helps when we come to the summer term, helping the children to understand why they might be looking at more greenery around their school, because we understand about what plants do when they take out that pollution from the air. And also thinking about some of the more sustainable ways of getting to school. You could probably think of some, can't you, Leonardo?
Yeah, most people walk, cycle, or scoot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I call it ride and stride. So if you don't live near school, you might park up somewhere else and then walk that last bit in so that you are not bringing your exhaust pollution to the school gates.
Yeah, indeed. And the not idling, that's basically about switching your car engine off if your car is stationary.
Absolutely. And it's really concerning how, I mean, again, I'm learning so much from being part of this campaign. I now switch my engine off when I'm just sitting at traffic lights. I know some modern cars automatically do that, many don't. But now I'm aware how much more pollution is put into the air because of idling. I just switch off my engine. So I've become very conscious about it, and that's what we'd like to be able to do with the Climate Club, is make sure we get that message across to the school communities, to the wider community, because actually we learn so much from our children because they learn so much at school. So it's, you know, it's a great way to spread that message and, you know, also debunk some of those myths where people think, actually, I've got the engine running because it's keeping me warm. That's not true.
Yes, and of course, one of the main places that you see people sitting in a car idly with the engine on, keeping them warm, is waiting for children outside school.
Yeah.
And presumably your monitors have seen how much pollution you're greeting your child from school with.
Absolutely. And it's not great. And we need to be thinking more about air pollution. It's thought up to 43,000 deaths each year in the UK are caused by air pollution alone.
Yes.
So we do have to think about this. And yes. It's great to be part of the greenhouse and make sure that we can get some of these fantastic campaigns through with our Climate Club.
Fantastic. Well, that is really good. Leonardo, have your friends been able to learn anything about air pollution and how important it is and what they can do about it?
Yes. When we went on our, we have a thing at school called Chill Out where we go and do different stuff outside of school, like an activity outdoors. But our eco lead brought it with us and people learnt about it because people had turns using the monitor. But it was worrying.
It was
mostly purple. Maybe it's because the place where we were was near a big road, but it wasn't green that whole time. It got down to amber.
Really? So all the time when you were looking at the air quality monitor when you were at school outside, you could see that the air pollution was high and it only got down to a medium level. It never got down to a level that was low.
Yes, but in our actual inside the gates, I think it's more enclosed when you're near inside the main school. But because it went green once, but that was only when we came back to school. But on the whole time we were outside of school,
right.
It was higher.
And of course, everybody coming into and out of school, children coming to school, they're all going through the area where there's lots of pollution.
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite sobering, isn't it? Yeah. So, Nilima, if there are any people from local schools who think, do you know, I would really like to know whether this is a problem at my school and what we can do about it. Could they get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. So they can get in touch with us via the greenhouse. So it's the Greenhouse St Albans on all socials. And the website address is thegreenhousestalbans.org. Or they can pop in. It's a community hub, so everyone's welcome. It's above Jefferson Eco at the top of London Road, next door to the Co-op.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, please come along, mention that you're interested in the Cleaner Air project, and, yeah, join us.
Marvellous. Well, let's hope some people take you up on that. And then also, so you are taking a look at whether doing your campaigning at schools makes any difference to the air quality before and after. Do you have any results from that, or is that something that we'll know about later in the year?
That's something we'll know about later in the year. But I think you've done a bit of work, haven't you, Leonardo? Have you got some results back already?
A few. We done a sheet, but I think I remember. So the first one was red, then it was purple, another purple, amber, and then red, and then a few more purple.
And that was the levels of pollution now?
Yeah. Green okay. is the lowest.
Yeah. Okay.
Amber, middle.
And so you'll be able to find out in the future whether the education that you've done telling people about air pollution, whether it's changed what people do and whether there's less air pollution. You'll find out about that sometime next year.
I think.
That's what we hope for.
Lovely. Well, that will be really good to hear about the results from that. Will you come back and tell us about that?
I'll be delighted to.
Brilliant. Well, Nilima, Leonardo, Virginia, thank you so much for coming and telling us about that today.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Climate Club leader Nilima Willis and Climate Club member Leonardo, who joined me with his mum Virginia. I'll pop a link to the Greenhouse Eco Hub into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And I'll also pop there a link to this year's Clean Air Night, which is taking place on the 22nd of January. Now, this is an annual campaign. It's supported by, amongst others, Herts County Council, and it highlights the harmful health effects of wood burning in our homes. If you're interested, you can find out more by going to the podcast page of mix926.com and listening to the podcast from last year about Clean Air Night 2025, when I spoke to Matthew Clark of Herts County Council and he unpicked some of the risks and myths around wood burning and explained how we can all take part in Clean Air Night. So if you're concerned about reducing you and your family and neighbours' risk of getting things like heart or lung disease, lung cancer, diabetes, damaging your brain health or getting dementia, or if you think that the National Health Service could do with saving £54 million so it's got more to spend on other health problems, take a look at the Clean Air Hub. Encourage your neighbours to join in with Clean Air Night. And let's join Leonardo and the Climate Club in cleaning up the air for everyone. So are you concerned about clean air? Are you concerned about pollution from traffic, or is it wood burning that concerns you? I'd love to hear from you via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on X and on Facebook. If you missed the two Environment Matters shows over the festive period, oh, you missed a treat. We enjoyed so many nature highlights from you, the lovely listeners. So do go back and listen for surprises, for heartwarming encounters, and lots of success stories about helping nature return. Again, you'll find both on the podcast page of mix926.com. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.